This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 JOY 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
It's Wednesday, the 19th of July. Welcome to The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs show. I'm your host, Daniel Roberts. Today saw the launch of Carlton Pride, an LGBTI supporters group for fans of the Carlton Football Club. Shannon Power spoke to longtime Blues supporter and founder of Carlton's Pride group, David Gould, and Emily Pilling, General Consumer Marketing Manager at the Carlton Football Club, about today's launch and what it means for the club.
Well, I've been a Carlton supporter since I was born. In fact, even though I live in Richmond, and my father was born in Richmond, my mother was born in Carlton, so we were brainwashed at birth. Blues, blues, blues.
And what is it that you love about the Carlton Football Club?
Well, I just think that they have turned into a fantastic community club where they want to involve all of their supporters. I think it's probably a turnaround from many years ago. They were known to not quite be like that, but I think nowadays they are, and I think it's a very positive move, both for example, women, but also for gay people and others in the community. Because I've been going to the football for a number of years by myself, and I actually didn't know any other gay and lesbian supporters of football, and certainly didn't know any other Carlton supporters. So I suppose it started with the idea of just wanting to go to the football with another gay person, but it grew from there because I then found out there were a lot of other GLBTI pride groups. There are 13 now around, and they all share the same aim, which is to make football a safe environment for gay and lesbian people.
So you weren't aware that there are actually pride groups already existed at other clubs, and this is an idea that you kind of had not knowing that, is that right?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And in fact, there weren't, as I said, I think there were about 13 now, but there certainly weren't 13 when I was first looking. But no, I didn't know of their existence, but it's been fantastic to find out that they in fact do exist and are beginning to form a peak body that can be a voice for all of us.
Getting these initiatives off the ground is always a challenge, especially in older institutions like the AFL. Shannon asked David how he got started and how the club supported him.
But the first thing I did was to put down on paper some of my thoughts about where I wanted it to go in terms of equality for people and making football a safe place for everyone. And once I did that, I contacted Emily and she kindly met me at Carlton Football Club. And I think we went away from that meeting thinking, well, David needs to do some work if he wants to get this off the ground. So what I did in the intervening weeks was set up the page on Facebook. And since then I've had Dennis, one of our co-conveners, come on board about 2 months ago. And we've also got Ben now, a third co-convener. And we've formed a small committee. We had our very first formal committee meeting last week. So I guess it's about building relationships.
Emily Pilling from the Carlton Football Club saw the value in what David brought to the table. Here she is talking to Shannon about why Carlton was so eager to jump on board.
It's been really important to us since Stephen Triggs' appointment. Our main focus and purpose has been to ensure all of our Carlton people feel like we belong. We believe as part of our DNA, diversity and inclusion are an important part of that. And we want to be able to create a sense of belonging for all of the people that follow our great football club. So this has been a really important component in creating that diversity and inclusion for everyone. And this was a piece that was missing for us.
Can you give us an idea what kind of other initiatives the Carlton Football Club has done around diversity and inclusion? Have there been any other kind of LGBTI initiatives that you've run?
Unfortunately, the LGBTI community has been something that's happening as we speak now. Previous to now, we've been focused on our gender equality stance, and that has been also with a lens of prevention of family violence. So our Carlton Respects program, which is in its second year, and we just celebrated our game last week, was the leader in our equality space. And now we're linking this on because inclusion for everyone is important, is the work that we want to start doing now with the LGBTI space.
Emily and David then go on to explain what it now means that the Pride group has been officially recognised by the club.
So it means that we are able to officially talk about the group broadly to our supporter base, that they are awarded a authority to make decisions and run events, and we support them at a greater level by us at the club. But what it means to them is to be recognised by us as a club and to be able to show that people of all types are part of our football club, and that's important to show that for them they want to be encouraging and respectful of all, and for them to take this official status helps them in doing that.
I think it has two main points. One is, as I said before, for GLBTI people to be able to attend the football and to feel that they're in a safe environment, and that in fact if something does happen in terms of homophobic abuse, that something will be done about it. So that's the first thing. And the second is building community within our own GLBTI community so that we can have events where people can meet up, enjoy talking about football, but also enjoy each other's company and making new contacts.
It's really an opportunity for people to come together with like-minded people to be in a supportive and respectful environment, whether that be at the football or at events prior to football games. Something that's really important to the group is not just people who represent the LGBTI community, but also their allies. So it's very important for them that the group is inclusive, and the idea around it is to come together, whether it be before games or at games, to have a supportive community.
So how do you get involved? Let's hear from Carlton Pride founder David Gould.
Well, it's quite easy, really. All they have to do is go onto Facebook and look up Carlton Pride and ask us to become a member, and we'll approve that. And then once you get onto the Facebook page, we have all of the information there, and including upcoming events. In fact, in a couple of weeks, we'll be having drinks with the Purple Bombers prior to our match with them at the MCG on August the 5th. So that's our next upcoming event, and we'd be very, very happy to have people come along. And we're particularly looking for women members because we really do want to involve women in our page and our club.
As we've heard, David has supported the Blues for years. When asked how it feels now that the Pride group is in place at a club he's loved his whole life, he had this to say.
We were absolutely over the moon. We met with them a day ago, and both Emily and Nick from Carlton Football Club were just so supportive. We were, in fact, taken aback by how supportive they were. And, in fact, we've been crowing a little bit, I must say, within the Pride group, because whilst other groups do have the support of their club, some don't. And hopefully Carlton coming on board with us will encourage other clubs to do the same.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.